WNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies today with highs around 81. Winds out of the northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 52 tonight. High of 75 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. A mix of clouds and sun Thursday with daytime highs approaching 77. 83 Friday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden's top congressional priorities seem to have been thrown in doubt after House Democratic leaders canceled a vote on Friday on a bipartisan infrastructure bill. The decision to put off the vote came after the president met with Democratic caucus on Friday and sided with progressives in linking passage of the infrastructure bill with the approval of a larger Build Back Better package of social spending and climate policy. Congress subsequently passed a 30-day extension of the federal highway programs that effectively relieved the pressure on lawmakers to finish the infrastructure bill, which included a reauthorization of the highway program. Authority for the programs expired on Thursday last week at the end of the federal fiscal year. The House has no further votes planned until the week of October 18th, but Biden insisted over the weekend that both bills can still get enacted, although he declined to offer a timetable. He said he knows how legislation gets done, and there's no reason, he says, why both these bills could not pass independently, except that there's not the votes to do it that way. He said it's a simple proposition. And late last week, USDA released a report on the impact of proposed changes to the stepped-up basis system of land valuation on family farms. The Senate Ag Committee Republican leader John Bozeman of Arkansas said disproves the Biden administration's claim that only 2% of family farms will be affected. In a summary, the report said the results suggest that of the estimated 32,174 family farm estates in 2021, 1.1% would owe capital gains tax at death, 18.2% would not owe capital gains tax at death, but could have deferred tax liability if the farm assets do not remain family-owned or operated, and 80.7% would have no change to their capital gains tax liability. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 49-year-old man has died after authorities say he attempted to pass an oversized load on a Kansas highway and collided head-on with an oncoming vehicle. The accident happened at around 11 a.m. yesterday at the U.S. 83 and K-95 junction in northern Scott County. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a northbound Chevy Trailblazer attempted to pass in a no-passing zone and struck a southbound Chevy Silverado. The driver of the Trailblazer, Carl Gordon, died at the scene. He was from Castle Rock, Colorado. The 62-year-old Satana man driving the pickup was transported to a Wichita hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Fall harvest is well underway in Kansas, with farmers already bringing in more than half of this year's corn crop. The National Agricultural Statistics Service reported Monday that the 51% of the corn crop has been cut, well ahead of the 43% average for this time of the year. Kansas growers have also harvested 19% of the sorghum crop, along with 14% of the soybeans and 10% of the sunflower crops. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, new crew credits, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Wichita police say an armed woman was shot and wounded last night by officers at a grocery store on the city's northeast side. Around 8:30 last night, Wichita police officers responded to a report of a suspicious person with a gun outside the Whole Foods at 13th and Webb. They arrived to see a woman with a handgun crouched down in the store entryway. Captain Kevin Cockendurfer said the woman then fled into the store while there were customers inside. That's when several shots were fired from outside and inside the store.
When I heard the call come out, I've been here for 28 years and this was a panic. You know, I anticipated seeing a lot more injured citizens when I came out here. I honestly did.
That audio courtesy of our news partners at KTV. Governor Laura Kelly has created an independent office to review complaints against Kansas's foster care system and recommend changes in child welfare policies. Her order yesterday establishing the new agency fulfills a lifetime goal of advocates for abused and neglected children. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Two Omaha women have sued Nebraska's public health agency for denying their request to list both of them as parents on their children's birth certificates. Erin Porterfield and Kristen Williams allege in their lawsuit filed yesterday that state officials treat unmarried same-sex couples differently than unmarried opposite-sex couples in violation of their due process and equal protection rights. The two women argue that listing them both is critical because it could affect their children's eligibility for government benefits should something happen to one of them. Each woman gave birth to a son while they were a couple. They split in 2013, but continue to share parenting duties for both children. The National Cattlemen's Foundation is now accepting applications for the 2022-23 CME Group Beef Industry Scholarship. 10 scholarships of $1,500 each will be awarded to outstanding students pursuing careers in the beef industry. Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week, and Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth requested verification of the county appropriation. The appropriation for 2021 was $50,000. Partnership for Growth requested an increase of $25,000 for 2022. The board discussed the matter and advised that $55,000 will be the appropriation this next year. County Treasurer will be moving forward with mail service for the 2021 tax bills, which will look different than years past and will be mailed in a white envelope labeled important. Washington County Commissioners last week held a public hearing for the neighborhood revitalization renewal and 2022 budget, passing both as published with no public comments brought forward. County Commissioner Raleigh Ardine questioned continued recent purchases by Public Works from out-of-state firms, encouraging local purchases where possible, and noting that some of the items were substantially higher in price than through local vendors. Nemaha County Commissioners last week heard from the Road and Bridge and Solid Waste Supervisor suggesting an increase in the price to dump trash and construction and demolition at the landfill. Commissioners approved new rates effective November 1st and will be publicized. Nemahal County is enrolled in a state grant program to replace road signs north of U.S. Highway 36. The offer made last week to fill the permanent position of local health officer has been declined. Commission has reviewed another application that was received and also decided to run an ad for the position for an additional 2 weeks. Later in the meeting, Commission has approved Mark Steffen as a consultant of a local health officer who will serve at no charge to the county. They subsequently asked resignation of Irving Cohen, effective October 1st, as the consultant. County Attorney Brad Lippert advised that 9 properties were sold at the tax sale last week. These brought in enough revenue to pay for costs involved in holding the tax sale. Any remaining funds will be distributed by the county treasurer per Kansas statute. Lynette Strothman, Galen Hackerman, and Brett Halverson were appointed to 3-year terms on the Nemahal County Planning Commission, and Andrew Grove will fill the unexpired term of Nick Montgomery. Restoration of computer services and investigation into a recent hacking involving the Pottawatomie County computer systems with several servers hit. A ransomware attack was identified September 17th, with the county settling for less than 10% of the financial demands, which were not specified. Preventive measures against future attacks have been addressed. Most daily functions have been restored, although additional wait times may still be experienced. Washington Chamber of Commerce will host Netherlands journalist Layla Frank, who's working on a podcast project visiting 8 different Washingtons during her travels. Washington, Kansas is one of her destinations, and she's researching stories on change, what change is needed, what makes people want to change, and how change becomes reality. She's also exploring challenges associated with keeping healthcare-related services in the community alive. Layla Frank will be in Washington through October 8th, visiting various businesses and families. The Chamber is hosting a welcome event Tuesday evening, 5:30 till 7, at the FNB Meeting Room, and this is open to the public. Gail A. Johnson, age 80, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Pleasant Hill Cemetery, east of Greene. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6:30 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Gail Johnson.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Quiet weather across the central, east, central parts in the Midwest. High pressure system overhead, upper level ridge. We're going to see sunny skies and dry weather across the area for this Tuesday. And it looks like as we head over the next few days, we'll continue with dry weather with partly to mostly sunny skies. With this upper level ridge, above average temperatures in the upper 70s. And it looks like across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest over the next few days, we will continue to see temperatures in the 70s and 80s. We really don't have a chance of rain, it looks like, until Saturday night into Sunday. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, mid-50s. And Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early October 75. Record high on this date, 98. The average low 50 and the record low 34. Sunrise this morning 7:25. Sunset this evening 7:07.
There's nothing like a Harvest Festival for sampling unique local culture and flavors. Today, we take a look at Harvest Festivals across America from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 5th, the 278th day of the year. McDonald's founder Ray Kroc was born on this day in 1902. If you enjoy sampling local food and culture, there's no place like a harvest festival, and you'll find them popping up all over in October. In California's wine country, grape stomps and wine tastings are the annual tradition. In Santa Fe, New Mexico, they celebrate by stringing chili peppers and baking tortillas. Apple-themed festivals can be found everywhere from Dummerston, Vermont, to the massive National Apple Harvest Festival going on now in Pennsylvania Apple Country. And it's all about cranberries in America's biggest cranberry-producing states. Look for festivals this month in Wisconsin and Massachusetts. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. 2 weeks after a costly fumble in Baltimore, Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire is making amends. He ran for 100 yards last week against the Chargers, then 102 on just 14 carries in Sunday's 42-30 victory over the Eagles. He also caught a nifty underhand pass from Patrick Mahomes on Kansas City's first offensive drive for his second touchdown reception in as many weeks. His sudden boost of production has helped the Chiefs' offense find some balance, and that could be important the rest of the season. The Associated Press writes the struggles by their defense means they might have to outscore a whole lot of opponents. Monday Night Football, Justin Herbert threw for 3 touchdowns, Austin Eckler rushed for a career-high 117 yards and scored twice, and the Los Angeles Chargers knocked the Las Vegas Raiders from the unbeaten ranks with a 28-14 victory last night. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. Now to NASCAR. History has been made at Talladega. See,
if you enjoy sampling local food and culture, there's no place like a harvest festival. And you'll find them popping up all over in October. In California's wine country, grape stomps and wine tastings are the annual tradition. In Santa Fe, New Mexico, they celebrate by stringing chili peppers and...
It obviously brings a lot of emotion, a lot of joy. It's my family, fans, friends. Pretty damn cool.
Bubba declared the victor in a washout after 117 laps. The first black driver to win Talladega, Wendell Scott, in 1963. His family wasn't awarded the trophy until 2 months ago. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A day after Major League Baseball season ended, the New York Mets announced Luis Rojas will not return for the 2022 MLB season. The Mets announced yesterday they would not be picking up the manager's option for next season. I'm Rick Everett with your look at Tuesday sports on the Mid-America Network.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
K-State fans, be in Bramblin's Coliseum at 7 o'clock Friday, October 15th as your K-State volleyball team hosts the West Virginia Mountaineers for Dollar Night. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS today to get your dollar tickets for the K-State volleyball match against West Virginia on October 15th. Go Cats!
Shear Quality Furniture will be cheering for the swift and talented Beatrice Falls sports teams as they compete at the games and events this week. Good luck, Orangemen, from your friends and loyal fans at Shear Quality Furniture in Beatrice. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Shear. Financing available. Go Teams! The staff of Carriage Chevrolet Buick GMC is proud to be fans of the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's fall sports teams. The athletes have great stamina, drive, agility, and spirit, and will be sure to take the victory in upcoming events. Good luck and show them what you're made of. Carriage Chevrolet Buick GMC in Beatrice. Beatrice Health and Rehab knows the Beatrice Orangemen fall sports teams have the talent and drive to dominate the competition in their events this week. Good luck, teams, from Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate, quality care.
Gardeners have been into aromatherapy way before it was hip and trendy. Just take a walk through a fragrant garden and your mood will improve. Increase these benefits by focusing your nose to certain herbs in the garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Rosemary can help focus your attention and increase your memory, according to a recent study at a university in the United Kingdom. And if you're feeling tired, take a whiff or taste of peppermint. Some believe that the tingling sensation you get when you smell or taste peppermint puts the brain on alert. So travel with a bag of peppermints to keep you attentive. Lavender is a great stress reliever that can be found to lower the heart rate. Give the leaves a rub. Try a lavender bath or place some under your pillow to help reduce stress. And if you're trying to lose weight, take a whiff of green apple to help stave off those snack cravings. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Some people turn up their nose at Brussels sprouts, but where do artichokes fare in comparison? We head to a valley where the unusual crop has grown. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
You've certainly heard of artichokes and maybe even had them in a dip, but few people can tell you much about them.
They came to the United States first with Thomas Jefferson. He planted them in Monticello, but the weather there is not very good for artichokes, so he wasn't very successful. Then the French came into Louisiana with artichokes. However, same deal, too hot, too wet. But when the Italians came into San Francisco with the gold rush, they found nirvana.
Pat Hopper is the former manager of the California Artichoke Advisory Board. Most U.S. artichokes are grown near Monterey, California.
We like to say that artichokes love boring weather. They don't like it too hot, too cold, too wet, too dry. And they don't like it too sunny. So we keep it gray here usually, and that allows the artichoke to plump up and become that beautiful bud that you want to eat.
A root grows into a beautiful bush that can be 4 or 5 feet high. Then the artichokes begin to show on the plant.
The biggest ones at the top on the big fat stems, and the smaller artichokes down as you move down into the plant. Smaller stems, smaller artichokes, until finally we reach what we call the baby artichokes.
So what's the difference?
The big ones are gorgeous. Americans like big, and they like to take a big artichoke and steam it and take it apart petal by petal, eating the good stuff off and getting to the heart of the artichoke. With a little artichoke, a baby artichoke, with very little preparation, just taking off a few of the outer petals, lopping off the top and the stem, you've got a completely edible artichoke.
It's a unique vegetable that few of us know much about, but commonplace here in Monterey County. Traveling the countryside near Castroville, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of tools, collectibles, and miscellaneous for the Richard Harve Holly Estate. Saturday, October 9th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 315 West Walden, Waterville. Selling a number of tools, including power tools, 2 9-inch table saws, a jointer planer, radial arm saw, scroll saw, belt sander, miter saws, reciprocating saws, plus lawn and garden items include a Toro 38-inch rodding mower, Snapper 14-horse 33-inch rodding mower, push mower, Toro 5-horse 24-inch snowblower, aluminum mower ramps, gas weed eaters, a gas leaf blower, Coleman 5,000-watt gas generator, Homelite 16-inch chainsaw, several extension ladders, 12-gauge shotgun, also selling collectibles to include an oak 4-drawer gentleman's dresser with mirror and top side drawers, oak 5-drawer chest, 3-drawer dresser with mirror, over 20 Kansas license plates, 60s and 70s, plus other miscellaneous. This auction of tools and collectibles for the Richard Harve Holly Estate, Saturday, October 9th, begins at 10 a.m. at 315 West Walnut in Waterville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Duckweed is usually considered a nuisance in the farm pond. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A Rutgers University professor says it's nutritious and an agricultural opportunity as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Milkweed is the world's fastest growing plant. If you've ever tried to get rid of it in a farm pond, you'll probably agree. However, it's being researched as a domestic human food source and an agricultural crop that can be grown in both urban and rural farming operations. Eric Lamb is a distinguished professor of plant biology at Rutgers University. For 10 years, he's been studying different strains of the tiny plant and its nutritional value.
There are particular strains that have been measured to have up to 40% dry weight and protein. And the protein content have been examined by a number of researchers to have very good complements of different essential amino acids. So it's compared very favorably, for example, with soybean, which is one of the most common source of plant protein.
In nature, duckweed is grown on the pond, but Lamb says that's difficult to standardize. They grow it hydroponically in a lab in much smaller, easy-to-manage modules.
And duckweed, because it's small size, allow you to do that, to scale at different levels. So we could start with 1 square meter, for example, as the size of a tray, you know, and learn how to grow it. And then by integrating that tray with other trays, vertically and horizontally, we can then scale very quickly.
Lamb says they're tweaking optimal nutrients, lighting, and temperature to promote the fastest growth, and also working on automated harvesting to cut the cost of production. In the meantime, they have a commercial venture called Planet Duckweed to attract collaborators and investors. Learn more about farming duckweed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track.
One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Moving toward a multinational push to give agriculture a leading role in the effort to stem the climate change problem. Up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says he's had discussions with ag ministers from other countries about making agriculture a key player in mitigating climate change. At the recent Kansas City Ag Outlook Forum, Vilsack said there seems to be some international consensus on the idea.
Our coalition is really designed to focus on, to the world, the argument that you have to increase more. Yes, you can increase more with innovation and technology, and that farmers should not bear the financial responsibility and the risk associated with that financial responsibility of doing all of this, that it really is up to society to provide the resources to enable farmers to do what they need to do for them, in turn, to be able to produce what needs to be produced to feed a hungry world.
Vilsack says independent of what's being done in other countries, the U.S. is already mobilizing an effort within the Agriculture Department.
We are significantly ramping up and hiring additional folks to get more boots on the ground. And with the president's 2022 budget, we'll be able to significantly accelerate that process. We're going to need those people if we're going to be trying to help farmers to embrace climate-smart agricultural practices and to utilize any additional resources that may be coming for that purpose.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Z71 double cab pickup, priced at $47,900, and a new 2021 Buick Enclave Premium Edition front-wheel drive four-door SUV, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the U.S. Department of Agriculture's small grain report that was released on Thursday last week, discussing many of the exports across the nation and quality of grain along with storage and what we have in stock, we sat down with Greg Kresick, the CEO of the Kansas Corn Commission, to talk about how some of those export numbers affect the state of Kansas and how important those export numbers are for agriculture industry in the state.
Well, exports have become very important even in Kansas as we've grown the amount of bushels that we do produce every year. So exports are very important to us, and what happens around the world impacts that price that producers are going to get. So we had, honestly, last year was a banner year for corn exports, a lot of that driven by China, but we still have great customers, have had great customers with Mexico, Japan, other parts of the world. So we want to get those export levels back up, if at all possible, and I think the big everybody's waiting to see, is China going to continue to buy the way they did? There's signals they are, but it's always a little uncertain when you're relying on China.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly corn inspections that was released yesterday, we did show 808,000 metric tons of corn for the week ending on September 30th. That was above the expected 530,000 metric tons for exports. Soybean inspections from the USDA was sitting at 844,000 metric tons compared to the expected 650,000. At the same time, wheat was sitting at 611,000 metric tons compared to the expected 375,000 metric tons. So we came in above all those numbers than anticipated, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Good news as well with the continued harvest progress across the nation with the U.S. soybeans. We do see progress sitting at 32% compared to last week's 16%. So we've seen some growth on that front with corn harvest sitting at 29% completed across the nation compared to last week's 18. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Old crop corn stocks as of September 1st total 1.24 billion bushels, down 36% from the same time a year ago, according to USDA's grain stocks report. USDA reports 395 million bushels stored on farms, down 47% from a year ago. Off-farm stocks, 842 million bushels, down 28% from last year. Old crop soybean storage, 256 million bushels, down 51% from a year ago. Off-farm stocks, 188 million bushels, down 51% from last September. Wheat storage, totaled 1.78 billion bushels, down 18% from a year ago. And the Statistics Service also released the small grain annual summary. All wheat production totaled 1.65 billion bushels this year, down 10% from the revised 2020 total. Area harvested for grain, 37.2 million acres, up 1% from 2020. U.S. yield estimate, 44.3 bushels per acre. That's down 5.4 bushels from 2020. USDA's Agricultural Research Service announcing that one of its vaccine candidates can prevent and protect against African swine fever. Specifically, the vaccine shows effectiveness against the current Asian and European strains of the virus. The findings also show that a commercial partner can replicate experiment-level results and prevent the spread of the virus. The onset of the immunity was revealed in approximately one-third of the swine by the second week post-vaccination, with full protection in all swine achieved by the fourth week. The announcement follows a previous announcement that USDA is providing $500 billion in funding for preparation and prevention regarding an African swine fever. To date, ARS has successfully engineered and patented five ASF experimental vaccines and has fully executed seven licenses with pharmaceutical companies to develop those vaccines. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sublogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Yeah.
It's harvest season and you're driving farm equipment on the road. Here are some tips to get you safely from point A to point B on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Farmers are responsible for contributing to safer highways by how they transport equipment, the times of day they transport equipment, and that they recognize there are impatient people. Non-farm drivers are not always accustomed to seeing farm implements on the road and may not realize how slow a tractor is going until it's too late. Josie Rudolphy is an assistant professor of agricultural and biological engineering at the University of Illinois. She recommends using an escort vehicle to add a safety net between farm equipment and other traffic on the road.
It does require an extra driver and an extra vehicle, and we know that's not always an option for farmers who may be working independently. But the use of an escort vehicle, it's really valuable. This person can drive, you know, up to a half mile or a mile in front of the slow-moving vehicle to ensure that there's nothing big or obstructive on the road. They can also follow the vehicle and create what we would consider a bit of a barrier between the very slow-moving vehicle and oncoming traffic.
She says to make sure traffic can see you by using reflective tape, slow-moving vehicle signs, and flashing lights. And keep your windows clean so you can see what's going on around you.
We certainly tend to travel during that twilight hour, that golden hour early in the morning and towards late evening. And our view can really be obstructed by dust or other types of debris on our windows. We certainly don't want any type of blind spots or anything to keep us from seeing what's out there.
If you can, stay off the roads during peak travel times of folks going to and from work and school. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about road safety at harvest time at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, getting ready to wrap up the day today for a Tuesday in the market. Still showing a little bit of red in the corn and wheat. Soybeans doing relatively well today. Livestock doing well today as well. Cotton is definitely seeing some growth as we see some positive numbers there. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly crop progress reports do show the cotton opening progress is sitting at currently 70% completed compared to last week's 60%. We are still down from a year ago at 81%, but cotton harvest across the nation is 13% completed compared to last week's 11%. So that one is a little bit slow moving, and we are behind compared to last year's numbers where we were just a year ago at 16%. So far, according to the USDA's report conditions, we do see cotton at 62% for good to excellent, 32% fair, and 6% poor and very poor, versus last week that had a 65% good to excellent. So we have dropped a little bit on that front, but still overall, we are still seeing some positive numbers on the markets right now, with December cotton up by $4 right now at 108.93. The March up by $4 as well to 106.59. And the soybeans, they're still seeing some growth, 12.51.5 for November, which is up 16 points now. The meal is down $1.30 at $3.20.80. The soybean oil for October currently up $2.20 at $60.77. Part of the growth from these soybeans come from Brazil's exports that are expected to reach near 2.6 million metric tons for the month of October, which is nearly a 23.3% increase over year over year. Data from the country's Grain Exporters Association reported earlier today. If the report is true, then Brazil's annual soybean export may reach 81.5 million metric tons by the end of this month. Stock market today is still seeing some positive growth, with the Dow Jones in the green by 442 points today. The S&P 500 up by 61. The NASDAQ sitting in the green at 227 at 14,482. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, about ready to wrap up today on a Tuesday.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, tell me, what would love?
Legends of country music from KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.